It's time to talk basketball. To do that, we get on the telephone line and welcome in. Well, look, if she's not Coach of the Year, there will be an investigation. The head coach of the Maine Black Bear women's team, Amy Vachon. Hello, Amy.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Wow. What a remarkable year this has been. We've been talking about it earlier today. What a tribute to you and the coaches and the players. Nobody expected this, I don't think, this season. You had such a young team and such a tough schedule. And I think at one point you guys were what, 2-6, 2-7?
Oh, probably. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, so what happened?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously had a really tough non-conference schedule. And we knew going in that we were going to take our lumps. We knew wins were going to be really hard to come by. That wasn't surprising, with such a young team anyway, whoever we played, we were going to, take our lumps, never mind playing the type of schedule we had. So we knew that was going to happen. And then we just had to keep our heads and keep learning from the mistakes and keep learning the lessons that we were being taught in those games and, work to get better every day. And I think we just kept doing it, and I think we just started to put things together.
Now, that non-conference schedule is certainly one of the toughest in the country, but now as you look back on it, did that help make you a stronger team?
No, definitely did. We talked a lot during that stretch that we could be playing a lot easier teams and be racking up wins, and we wouldn't be learning the things that we needed to learn to be ready for conference and to be ready to make a run at a championship. And so definitely, I think I looked the other day, I think we have the 30th toughest non-conference schedule in the country. And that was by far above anyone else in our conference. So I definitely think it helped us be prepared.
Well, you've been getting strong play from a lot of people. Who have been the leaders of this team? Because anytime you get in a hole early and things aren't going your way, it's not just the coaches. You've got to have leaders on the court that push the team forward. Who's been doing that for you?
Yeah, for sure. Maeve is number one on that list. As a grad student, she's seen a lot, and she's able to, convey our messages to the players probably in a different way that might make more sense. So she's probably, she definitely is number one there. And then, I think Anne Simon and Alba Arroyo, our point guard, have done a really nice job as well. Anne's a junior and Alba's a sophomore, but I think they've done a nice job on the court for sure.
And during this winning streak, the things that seem to always make the Maine women's basketball team successful with you as head coach, you guys have been playing great defense and winning the turnover battle.
This year we've kind of upped our pressure a little bit. We really hadn't done that a lot in the past, so we've become more of a pressing team, and that's been good for us. Defending really well and really, walking into what our game plans are and executing that and doing a great job.
Amy, this is Bruce. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is that you have Parise Rosignol and you have Courtney England, who we knew was Courtney Green, on the staff. Tracy Garrett was on the staff before you were on the staff. Do you think there's something really important in that kind of continuity? Because it seems to me that I see something in it, and I'm just wondering if I'm overreacting or I'm onto something.
Well, I think anytime you can have an alumni on the staff, that's helpful. I think, for us, we have four, myself, Courtney, Parise, and Tom was a manager in our program. So we all were part of it. And then that consistency, I think that's even bigger. We've had the same staff for 5 years. Parise was a player, but the rest of us for 5 years, and then Parise came along just seamlessly as a player from a coach. So I think the consistency with the staff is huge. And then anytime, like I said, we have four alums on the staff. That's definitely helpful.
Was there a point, was there one game this season that you felt like, aha, they've figured it out, we're playing the way we should, and this is a team that can again contend for a championship?
I don't know. I think, two parts. We had lost to UMass Lowell at home, and we watched a lot of film and talked about things we had to do differently if we wanted to win, and And I think after that game, we really made a change in game planning and executing that from that move forward. And then I think the week we played Albany and Stony Brook and came away with two wins there, I think that was huge for our confidence for our team and just kind of moving forward from there.
So you'll find out tomorrow night who you'll play on Saturday, right?
Tonight.
Tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll be playing as it's a 1 o'clock start on Saturday at the Memorial Gym.
Yeah, correct.
Yep. How does that change anything for you? That environment certainly different than the Cross Center.
It's wonderful. Our kids love playing there. Great. We're excited. You know, we practice there every day. So, yeah, we're just really excited about it.
Well, let's get that place full and get those fans because they're like no place else. The fans are right on top of everybody. And I hope that's a big home court advantage for you on Saturday. Amy, congratulations on a great regular season. We wish you luck in the playoffs, then the conference playoffs, and beyond.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amy Vachon with us talking Black Bear hoops here on Downtown. Black Bear Reports brought to you by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Check them out online at BennettAutoCenter.com.